Chapter 2. A Dangerous Secret. Sarah's cabin was hot and dark, with one small window and a table. While Sarah was at work, Molly slept on a thin straw mattress on the dirty floor. Ella sat next to her and played with her doll. Sarah usually worked until dark, but today was different.
"You can go home early," the master said. "I'm going on a trip to the mountains, and I need a scarf. Please make me one."
"Yes, sir."
Sarah knitted many lovely clothes for the master and his wife. Mrs. Smith liked her, and sometimes came to the cabin with wool and patterns for sweaters or blankets. Sarah arrived home and immediately prepared more herbal tea, her special cold remedy for the girls. After dinner, the neighbor's boy, Tom, came to visit. Molly and Tom had a dangerous secret. They both knew how to read and write. In those days, this was illegal for slaves. But Tom's mother, Ruth, taught the children in secret. This worried Sarah, because slaves received severe punishments for breaking the law. After a few days, the girls felt much better. Ella played outside with the younger children again, and Molly and Tom started a secret project, writing a diary. A month later, Tom had his 7th birthday and started to work in the fields. After that, Molly didn't see him very often.